all in all, this is still an extremely bad bill.
That said, Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach nevertheless supported changes which will keep hidden guns out of businesses with liquor licenses. The amendment also keeps concealed weapons from all health care facilities. That idea originally came from Beloit Democrat Judy Robson. The exemption for those facilities was first rejected, then later resurrected by Republicans. They saw it as a way to make the bill more attractive to politicians on both sides of the aisle.
It was an amendment that the Democrats offered, was rejected by the majority party, and now we're back here again trying to pass legislation because an R has a name behind it. Good idea, bad process.
The latest Senate approval comes on a voice vote, but an earlier recorded tally left Republicans too shy of the two-thirds needed for an override. Even if the bill were to become law, a majority of sheriffs have indicated they might not give out needed concealed carry permits. The bill allows counties to opt out. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.